Will you lay down your life of overindulgence? Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. Proverbs 25:28.
I would like to remind you that self, who lives in me, is self-contained. Since it is not connected to God's love, truth, and hope, it has its own defense in dealing with its pain. Sometimes this involves overindulgence, turning to something or someone else to an excessive degree to ease its pain.
But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. 1 Thessalonians 5:8.
I bless you to give up self, who is self-contained. Invite Jesus in to heal you with his love and save you with his hope, so you can become self-controlled.
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Galatians 6:8.
I bless you to give up seeking relief from your pain through overindulgence of any kind. Instead, pause before you indulge and investigate the pain that instigates you to overdo. Identify the hurt. Find the belief that the enemy has planted in your mind, the thinking that persuades you to run to overindulgence to eliminate the heartache, to run to self with its practices to shut out the hurt, to run to a form of abuse to squash the anguish. Surrender self with its deceitful desires and solutions to Jesus for his free-setting truth. Know for certain that if you sow overdo and overuse, you will reap destruction. But if you sow to please the Spirit, from the Spirit, you will reap self-control.
Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me?" John 13:38.
I bless you to lay down self with its habits of self-gratification, unrestraint, excess. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6. I bless you.